did no crime and bad mistakes. I've made a few. I've had my shouts and kicks in my face, but I've come through. And I need to go
on, 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 on.
We are the champions, my friends, and we'll keep on fighting till the end.
We are the champions. We are the champions. No time for losers, 'cause we are the champions
of the world. I've taken my bows and my curtain calls. You brought me fame and fortune and everything that goes with it. I thank you all. But it's been no bed of roses, no pleasure cruise. I consider it a challenge.
Is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
We'll be right back. Emily and Ron and Dave live on location at Sauk County Fair. What do you think of our booth here, Emily?
Oh, this is so cool. We're at the Circus Mayhem. It was in a movie. I love it. We are having such a good time. The ride's just starting. I saw the carousel going round and round, and I think the Ferris wheel is going to go round and round and not upside down, but round and round the
round
other way.
Round and round. That's, you know, we might have to get that song.
I love that song.
I do too. And I love this song too. It's the Cars, Gary Newman on Max FM. Today. Good afternoon to State Senator Sarah Kiaski. Sarah, how are you doing today?
I am brilliant. I'm doing great. Thank you so much. Thank you.
We thank you so much for joining us today at Sauk County Fair. For those that may not know, she is our 14th Senate District Senator. And how are things going for you today?
Oh my gosh. I am so lucky to represent the 14th Senate District. Today I am volunteering at the Farm Bureau, and I was on the register, and I think I did a fair job. I think if they're giving out Employee of the Day, I might have came in second.
Well, second? So who got first?
The guy behind the griller.
The griller.
Because it's so hot, and I felt so bad for him.
And Rhonda happened to be over there, and we see that she came back with cheese curds, a hamburger. I mean,
yes.
All the important food groups, right, Sarah?
Exactly. I had french fries. We also had french fries and chicken strips. We had hamburgers, hot dogs, cheeseburgers, brats. It was delicious. I got one for free for volunteering. It was really lovely. I didn't know I'd get free food. And we had Gatorade and some drinks. And, yeah, it was really lovely. It was
fun. I'm going to stop by. Now I know what's on the menu because I was talking with Rhonda. I had my pre-lunch snack. So now that's where I'm headed next. So you represent the state of Wisconsin.
I do, yes.
And so how long have you been in office now?
I've been about 6 months.
Six months. It's flown by for you, I bet, then as well.
Well, you know, we were in the budget season, and so, like, it was so much, like drinking from the fire hose, as they say, so much to learn, so much to do, and now it's going to be a little bit of a lull, so I get to do even extra stuff in the community, like volunteering today, so it's fun.
That is so fun. And what's your favorite part of being in Stockholm, Ferris, Sarah?
Well, I haven't had exactly my very, very favorite yet. So far, I've liked being at the booth and helping everybody, but I really want the mini donuts. Before I leave, that's my extra favorite.
Yeah, we saw the mini donuts. One of our sponsors came by, and they had mini donuts in a bucket. And I'm like, I've got to get mini donuts. I think you cream puffs over there as
yes,
well.
We do. There are cream puffs this year. Yes, yes.
One of my favorites. You don't have to go all the way to Madison or Milwaukee to the state fair to get cream puffs. You can do that right here in Sauk County at the fair as well.
Yes, and not many people know that, I don't think. So make sure that you keep on reminding people because they're delicious.
We will. And we will have a couple of special guests in just a minute as well. And they'll help remind us as well. Sarah, thank you so much for stopping by and saying hi today. We really appreciate it.
You're so welcome. It's a delight. Thank you.
You are welcome. Sarah Kieski from the state of Wisconsin, District 14. We appreciate you being here. Do you want to hear a little Hanson today? Does that sound good to you?
That sounds perfect.
All right. So we'll play a little Hanson today. We are live on location at the Sauk County Fair 99.7 Max FM. 99.7 Max FM. Emily, Rhonda, Dave, Aaron, live on location. And we have more special guests with us today. Good afternoon. I've got the Saucony Ferris of the Fair with us. And how are you doing today?
Good. How's it going, Dave?
It's going great. Wim, introduce yourself to our listeners today.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, everyone. My name is Brooke Beardsley, your 2025 Sauk County Ferris of the Fair. And we are currently right in the middle, day three of the 2025 Sauk County Fair, happening all week until this Sunday. So be sure to stop on out.
And we also have our Saucony Junior Ferris of the Fair with us. Go ahead and introduce yourself today.
Yes, hello everyone. I am Johanna Richard. I am your 2025 Junior Ferris of the Fair here in Sauk County. And I'm just excited to be here with everyone.
So what does the Sauk County Ferris of the Fair and Junior Ferris of the Fair do during the fair then?
Yeah, I'll start off with this one, Dave. So during the fair, we have quite a bit of different things that we do and advocate for. Of course, our main job is advocating for the Sauk County Fair and for Sauk County agriculture. But during the fair, right here, right now, we have a lot of different jobs. So we get to go around and introduce a lot of different grandstand events, animal shows, all sorts of things, mingle with fairgoers and volunteers and everyone that's here on the grounds. Of course, do radio stuff like this and TV interviews, all the good things. Johanna, do you want to take on a little bit more too?
Yes, absolutely. As Brooke said, we get to do around a bunch of different things and just introduce different events. But I myself am also an exhibitor here at the fair, and I really enjoy doing that during the week. And wearing this tiara is really just something. I mean, everyone just looks at you and smiles, and it's just such a great experience to see the little kids' faces and just be around and mingle with all the people.
And the other cool part is, you got to help judge the cheesy beer bread contest with us today as well.
Absolutely. Yes, I did. Boy, was that delicious.
That was. I learned something. Caramelized onions in bread are very tasty.
It works. It works.
Does. I wouldn't have thought of it, you know, until I had that today. That was a unique experience. It was a lot of fun. And you guys get to participate in that all year round. Now, do you guys go to the state fair at some point as well then, or what happens there?
So for the fairest role, I will get to go to the state fair on that Monday. That'll be August 4th this year, and there is the Ferris reunion that day. So all the Ferris from all the different counties get to meet up, meet each other, have a day at the state fair, be with the state Ferris. So I'm really looking forward to that this August.
And you were also in the parade this year as well for the big circus parade, right?
Yes, we were in the Baraboo Circus World Parade for the Big Top Parade, along with the 4th of July parade out in Whitwin, Wisconsin. And we just really had a great time seeing everybody and seeing some friends and family along the way, too.
And it's a year-long commitment. It's just not about fair week. It's a year-long commitment, right?
Yes, we do go like all year round, but fair week is our biggest week, and we really just enjoy it, doing things like this and just doing interviews and introducing events.
We're so glad you took the time to join us. All right, I want to ask a real quick question. Favorite part of the fair for you?
Favorite part of the fair? Well, we're only halfway through, but I think so far has been seeing, out of the two animal shows we've had so far, both the dog show and the cat show, has been seeing those animal exhibitors light up when they do well with their animals or just have the opportunity to be able to exhibit. That's been my favorite so far.
Yeah, my favorite part of this fair is just seeing all the kids and their hard work and just seeing the smiles and just seeing everyone enjoy the fair. I know we're only halfway through, but the fun is going to continue and smiles are going to keep coming.
Most definitely. I see both of you lighting up with your smiles today as well. Thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it. This is Dave Grant, 99.7 Max FM, live on location with Rhonda, Emily, Aaron, and Dave. We're going to have a blast out here. We're going to get Mr. Aaron Carino on in just moments, you know. So we're on a Monday today. We're going to play the Bengals. Maybe it's a manic Wednesday. I don't know. No, it's not. It's a great day to be at the Sauk County Fair. Stop by, say hi. We're going to be doing some giveaways in just minutes, broadcasting live from the Sauk County Fair with the Bengals on Max FM.
These just a Christian. Oh, the time has come, and you know that you're the only one to say, okay. Where you going, what you looking for? You know those boys don't wanna play no more with you. It's true.
Maximum hits for the Dells. 99.7 Max FM.
right through me. Don't you understand? Oh, my little girl.
It's Aaron and Emily, and we are live at the Sauk County Fair. How about that? It's funny, we were talking off in the while Depeche Mode was playing, and you were talking about the tribute band you saw at the Crystal Grand, and how jealous I am because I love Depeche Mode so much.
I love Depeche Mode. It reminds me of a certain time in my life. Things were much more innocent, maybe a little bit darker, but that was all in my mind. But the tribute band was fantastic. And if you get a chance to see them, it will kind of bring you through the experience. I do have to say it was lovely. So.
I was going to say, we can talk about those different moments in both of our lives. But our listeners don't want to hear
I don't think we should share all that. I think that would be, crossing lines. Anyways, we're at the Sauk County Fair. We're having a great time here. It's fun to be on with you, Aaron.
It really is. We don't get the chance to do this very often because I'm kind of the one-man show here, band in the afternoon.
And now we got the one-arm man here staring us down, making sure we're doing our job right.
The one-arm.
Oh, he can't even let us do it. He's getting on. He can't even help himself. Here he goes.
David, I will tell you that you like the mic, but I'm just glad you're okay and you're able to be here.
Yeah. Hey, it's good to see you in person here. Normally, you're on at this time, so it's great to have you in person. I appreciate everyone being here, helping support us. It's great to be out at Sauk County Fair. It's weird to actually be sitting here and just kind of chilling and enjoying the good smells of the food right across the way from us.
I'll say the first thing I noticed when I found the Red Circus Wagon, which I love where we're at, because we're not facing the sun and we can see everybody, I smelled the roasted. There's nothing like fair corn.
Oh,
I wonder where we got to find that.
We couldn't even have. We had no words. We were like, just started drilling all over the place.
Well, and the fact that we found where the cheese curds are at already, too.
I mean, we have been sampling some things already. Let's be honest.
Those are fantastic. Now, when it comes to your food, are you doing let's just use corn for example. Okay. Here at the Sauk County Fair, would you put butter and salt on it, a little pepper, or would you put tahini on it, perhaps?
Ooh. Okay, so I feel like it's two different experiences, 100%. Butter and salt, that's like old school OG, that's what I have. But then you do the whole Mexican street corn situation, and that becomes a whole different meal. Tahini, mayonnaise, Parmesan cheese, and some hot sauce? Yes.
You've done this before, I've done this before.
I usually do both because I can't choose.
So I'm going to change it up a little bit. I would do butter and Lawry seasoned salt on there. That is unbelievably tasty. And if you do Lawry seasoned salt with popcorn, that is the best ever. I don't know if you've ever tried that. But you got to try it if you haven't done that. I do like my food, as we all know here at Max FM.
No. We don't talk about food ever in the morning.
Right. You got plenty of options here. We're actually right across from the prime rib sandwiches and barbecue cart. The food carts are here. The food is just phenomenal. Great entertainment here at the Sauk County Fair. Coming up at 5 o'clock, they have got the Sauk County Historical Museum take flight at the fair. The first planes come to Sauk County event, and that's at the commercial building. That's a free event. The livestock, the junior sheep show is coming up. Also, some live music, music from Trio. We're looking forward to that.
We're also really looking forward to it. We've been talking to him all day about the flat track ATV racing, which Dave and I are taking part in. Just kidding.
Yeah, we're racing.
We're going to put Rhonda on top of the ATV that is totally fictional stories. We've just been up to way too long today.
Yeah, we were going to bungee strap Rhonda to the top of the ATV and race the ATV. And by the way, Aaron's our boss, and he's sitting here going, what are you two doing over here?
I'm not the boss.
We're just hanging out.
Let's just give some quick love to our broadcast sponsors, because this is a local community radio station. If you're hearing us for the first time, we wouldn't be here without the help of our community partners that go such a long way. And some of those include the Circus World Museum, Baraboo State Bank, TMB Mini Acres, Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster, also one of the sponsors this year.
So many things. And also Handy Harry, thank you so much to them. They built us this lovely set of stairs that takes us safely outside of the circus wagon. And we sure appreciate it because we do not need any more injuries. Also, we have Iowa Waste Reduction Center, World Finance, Des Technical Arms, and Crystal Grand.
Look at that.
Thank you to all our sponsors. Make this broadcast possible. And Circus World Museum, thank you so much for letting us borrow your circus wagon.
I know, right? This was in a
really
movie.
Nice.
I know, like, Water for Elvis.
You know, we're really leaning into this whole celebrity thing, I think. I don't know.
I keep forgetting about the beer judging or the cheesy beer bread judging that I did a little bit earlier. That was fantastic.
Yeah, we had the chef
celebrity
up in here.
Celebrity judge.
Yeah, he was amazing.
Well, I'm going to be hanging out. We're going to be chatting a little bit more. We've got music to get to. Stop by the Sauk County Fairgrounds. We are in the Big Red Circus Wagon right outside of the Midway. And really quick, we're going to do a sports update next, Wisconsin Radio sports update. But the Brewers did sweep the Dodgers. That just happened this afternoon. So we'll get to that and more Bon Jovi up next. It's Max FM.
Craving something for the whole family? Head to Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. Dig into our legendary buffet with pizza, the country's best chicken, fresh salads, and desserts. We've got deals all week long. Kids Night Tuesdays, Wing Night Thursdays, and $12.99 buffet Sunday through Thursday from 7 to close. And don't forget the Fun Zone Arcade. Great for the kids or the kid in you. Stop by 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo or call 608-448-2215. Pizza Ranch, where food and family come together.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. In addition to the Sauk County Fair, so many events going on throughout the area. Be sure to check out SaukCountyFair.com for all the details about each daily event and the grandstand show. Some of the other area events include Bagpipes in the Glen, the fundraiser at Durwood's Glen. This event will be held Saturday night, July 12th, 3 until 7 p.m. Join for music, bagpipers, food, and drinks. The entry fee is $20 per car. Parking is limited, so please carpool if possible. This is an outdoor event at Durwood's Glen. Don't forget to bring your blankets and lawn chairs. Music will begin at 3:15, continue at 4:30, and then 5:45. Again, this is Saturday, July 12th. It's Bagpipes
Pipes in the Glen, the fundraiser for Durwood's Glen. And the Baraboo Area Senior Citizens Organization is going to be hosting a Brat Fry. This is going to be on Saturday, July 12th in Reedsburg from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Viking Village BP. Brats, hot dogs, burgers, and so much more. Credit cards are accepted. Again, this will run from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. in Reedsburg at the Viking Village BP. It's a Baraboo Area Senior Citizen Organization Brat Sale. All the details about the organization and the Brat Fry can be found at booseniors.org.
Welcome to the Sauk County Fair. If you love the rides, head to the new Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster. Enjoy this ultimate thrill ride near Wisconsin Dells. Open 10 to 10 every day. Fun for the whole family. Go to WisconsinDellsMountainCoaster.com for ticket info and more.
After you enjoy seeing all the Sauk County Fair animals, how would you like to add some adorable goats, sweet ponies, or a sassy donkey to your next party? T&B Mini Acres brings the petting zoo to you. Call 608-405-2879 to find out more.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits lately? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is here for Wisconsin veterans and their families. For more information, please visit WISVets.com. That's WISVets.com. Message sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs.
A win for the Miz and McGill. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Dodgers wrap up their series this afternoon in Milwaukee. Last night, the Miz, rookie pitcher Jacob Mizorowski, followed by Jared Koenig, Abner Uribe, and closer Trevor McGill, held the struggling Dodgers to just one run in a 3-1 win over LA last night. It was enough to leave the Dodgers' Clayton Kershaw at a loss for words.
I mean, the three guys that came out of the pen for them, plus him, I mean, I don't think we saw a fastball under 98 today as a team. I mean, this was just a tough game.
The Dodgers have now lost five in a row. The Brewers' Mizorowski gave up a solo home run to LA's leadoff batter, Shohei Ohtani, then proceeded to strike out 12 Dodger batters over six innings to beat the three-time Cy Young winner, Clayton Kershaw. I spoke to the Miz after the game.
You know, I saw something on online that he didn't know who I was, so I hope that he knows me now, you know. It's kind of cool.
That's Brewers pitcher Jacob Mizorowski. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Maximum hits, Max FM.
Shot through the heart, and you're to blame, darling. You give love a bad name.
Shut up!
continuous hits of the 80s and 90s.
The only station I listen to at work.
Nonstop music.
Rolling all hour on 99.7 Max FM. Seven Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. It's 99.7 Max FM. Aaron, live at the Sauk County Fair. We are here for several more hours. And stop by. I see blue skies. I smell all the food. It is an absolutely beautiful kickoff to the fair, which runs through this weekend. And you can find us right inside the big red circus wagon. We are right here in the midway as you enter the fair. And lots of entertainment we talked about later. Tonight, we've got the rides. We've got some giveaways when you stop by and say hi to us. Say hi to David and Emily from the morning show. They're here as well. We've got Crystal Grand tickets. We've got tickets to the Red Hot Chili Pipers. Also, Sneaky Pete's Legacy Dinner Theater. We also have these Badger State Truck and Show tickets that you can sign up for right here. And maybe some other things. Maybe we'll hand you a koozie so that ice cold beverage, whatever you decide, the adult version or not, isn't sweating as you walk around the fairgrounds here today. And again, we're here until 8 o'clock. It is a great day, a kickoff to the fair, a tradition that families look forward to every single year. This is part of the fabric of our summers, and we're so excited to be here for the next several hours. So stop by and say hi. We're at the Big Red Circus Wagon. We could maybe slap some fives for the Brewers sweeping the Dodgers. That was a big deal today. And grab some food and stay for the fun. We're live at the Sauk County Fair, 99.7 Max FM.
Ho, ho, ho. You heard that right. It's the annual Christmas in July sale at Max FM Big Deals. Today only, you'll save an extra 15% off your entire order. No promo code needed. That's right. Take an additional 15% off prices on gift certificates for restaurants, retail, and so much more. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com right now and stock up while supplies last. Make your summer a little merrier with Max FM Big Deals.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
Rising country star Dylan Marlowe hits the stage July 12th at the Sauk County Fair.
Yeah, he's to the boys back home.
Summer's never been so much fun. Tickets are on sale now. All fees included, no refunds or exchanges. SaukCountyFair.com.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Texas, at least 119 have died following the July 4th flash floods, and 170 are still missing. ABC News has learned the city of Kerrville recently approved a contract for a system to help monitor water levels along the Guadalupe River. Here's ABC's John Santucci.
Back in April, residents and officials down in Kerrville had actually entertained a proposal from a company for a little over $70,000 to install a siren system. Today, ABC News has learned that just last month, that contract was signed, executed, ready to go, and a kickoff meeting with that company to begin the process of installing the sirens was set to begin the middle of this month.
President Trump signaled Israel and Hamas are getting closer to finalizing a possible Gaza ceasefire deal. New tariff letters sent out to a half a dozen countries today. President Trump warning that those tariffs will kick in if deals aren't made by August 1st. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. A Wisconsin businessman says he's running for governor.
I'm Bill Berrien, and I'm running for governor.
56-year-old Bill Berrien announcing his candidacy in a video. Berrien is a former Navy SEAL and joins 43-year-old Washington County Executive Josh Shulman as the only announced Republican candidate so far. Governor Tony Evers yet to announce if he'll seek a third term. Businesses in the Dells report not having an issue getting overseas employees despite a crackdown on immigration by the Trump administration. Businesses report getting more than enough workers via J-1 visas, which allow people to work for a limited time in the U.S. Door County Candle Companies created a special vanilla-scented candle, and 100% of profits will go toward Texas flood relief efforts. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight, slight storm chance, low 60s. For tomorrow, more humid, partly sunny, isolated storms, high in the mid-80s. Low 80s Friday, scattered storms. Some storms still possible Saturday, dry and pleasant Sunday. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently 81 degrees.
99.7